Ladies and gentlemen, welcome on in. It is that time. It is Wednesday. Waivers have cleared. You made some free agent drops. Maybe you're poking some trades around. You are getting ready. You are excited because tomorrow we got football action. But today we got our favorite show of the week, that Wednesday show, that midweek show. We're at the beginning of the season. We get to talk trades. And then later on in the season, I get to talk about whatever I want. So Wednesday's that free day show that I always like to throw trade talk into because trade's the best part of fantasy. We all know it. We love fantasy, but trading is one of the better parts of fantasy football. So everybody, thank you so much for tuning into the show. I got a great one planned for you today. We were going to be talking some trades, some players to look for after your waiver wire is cleared, as well as, you know, some people that you may want to move away from. So we're going to talk about those guys today. A lot of player implications. All the socials that you saw at the bottom ticking, make sure you follow me there. The subscribe plug at the beginning of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get rolling right on into it because we have got a big show. A lot of stuff to talk about, and I want to try to keep you as condensed under half an hour as possible, as always. So first, we are going to cover some waiver wire players that you should be looking out for. Now, first and foremost, since it is Wednesday, make sure you go back and scroll through your waiver wire ads and don't just look at who was picked up in your league. Look at who was dropped as well. So every single week when the waiver is clear and it kind of gives you that big list, I like to look at the red too of who was dropped just to see who was. Because a lot of different players that this week, a lot of teams need to make a change. They make a change sometimes in the wrong avenue. And you gotta capitalize on that. So players to look for, these are some players that likely cleared waivers and are sitting out there. And if you are one of the players, which I know a lot of the times, you know, when waivers clear, you're still kind of looking for players and hoping to kind of get them for free on the free agency. So these are some players that I pulled out. Unfortunately, I don't have any running backs because the running back pool is so thin, so very thin. So I pulled out a bunch of wide receivers for you guys. That way we can all keep an eye on them, and at least if we say it this week, we can kind of roll forward with it next week and continue to kind of build our basis up of how we feel about these players. So first, I'm going to go with DJ Shark for Detroit, Amon-Ra St. Brown, DeAndre Swift likely out that game. We did see Reynolds get involved a little bit more, but I do believe, I think we can all agree DJ Shark was clearly going to be in a spot for him to have some value this week. Probably going to be a one-week rental, and that's a deep league streamer, but it is a player that you can grab for free and probably trust because DeAndre Swift's going to miss, Amon-Ra St. Brown likely to miss, TJ Hockenson was added to the injury report. We will talk about those tomorrow, but DJ Shark could be a good addition. Isaiah McKenzie, he is slotting himself in, and as much as we love Gabe Davis, I love Gabe Davis, obviously there's Stephon Diggs, I think it's imperative that right now we address the fact that Isaiah McKenzie might also be in the same boat as Gabe Davis when we were talking about who could be a sleeper this year. So as much as we're looking at Gabe Davis and saying, okay, that's the number two behind Stephon Diggs, there is a reality, and it's pretty likely that Isaiah McKenzie gets some of that workload and either kills Gabe Davis's sleeper appeal or makes both of them relevant. So I think there is a reality, and I do believe with what we see on the field with Josh Allen, there is a reality where Isaiah McKenzie and Gabe Davis and Stephon Diggs both kind of have relevance. If Carson Wentz can do it with his Washington wide receivers, I do trust Josh Allen to do it with his wide receivers. But this is going to be hit or miss. So you are grabbing, you know, the Jahan Dotson of the Buffalo Bills, where Isaiah McKenzie is probably going to be outshined by Gabe Davis because Gabe Davis passes the eye test for me as far as when it comes to Gabe Davis versus Isaiah McKenzie. I'm a big fan of Isaiah McKenzie, but I am a big fan of Gabe Davis and his talent. So I believe that Gabe Davis will kind of still, you know, kind of solidify that role, but Isaiah McKenzie will have his moments. Isaiah McKenzie will have time, so he is a player that you need to look out for. Another player that we are going to be looking out for, that is Richie James. So this is a sad one for us to bring up, Richie James. He is a player to look for because Sterling Shepard is done for the season. Kenny Golladay looking bad. I need to make a TikTok of Brucey from The Longest Yard going, hey, how come I can't play? And then it's a picture of Kenny Golladay dropping the ball. And Adam Sandler's like, that's why. Now sit down and shut up. Because right now it does not look good for Kenny Golladay. So I am looking at Richie James a little bit, as much as it is the Giants and it's kind of gross. You are deep reaching. You're looking at the waiver wire for players that you really can't, you know, pay for, or you really have no other option. So maybe you're the Amon-Ra St. Brown manager and you're a little bit worried about what's going to happen. Take a look at Richie James. Matchups aren't great. I haven't really done a deep dive into my matchups and memorized them yet. So I have to Chicago. Yeah, they're playing Chicago. So I don't hate the matchup. Yeah, take a look for them. Next one, we are moving on to Las Vegas, and this is one that I don't think that we can ignore. And I think a lot of people are ignoring this right now because of the Hunter Renfro injury. But this player has solidified himself into the offense as somebody who needs to be more involved. He has learned the trust of the quarterback. That is Mac Hollins. Mac Hollins, my next player to look for. He's been keeping it going, had two double-digit weeks in a row. Even with Hunter Renfro out, Darren Waller with low numbers, Mac Hollins should have appeal as far as going forward in this offense. With Hunter Renfro returning, obviously it's going to take him down a bit, but I am going to keep an eye out for him. That's why he's in the players to look for. He's not in my must grabs. He's not on my waiver show. He's a player I'm keeping an eye on. So I may not be adding him, but as a manager in deeper leagues, I have one 12-team league that's got 8 bench spots. It's just absolutely ridiculous. I had no choice but to scoop up Mac Hollins, so I feel pretty good about that in that league, where Hunter Renfro, him and Mac Hollins could see a split, at wide receiver there, where obviously you're not going to take Davante Adams away, but games could go in Mac Hollins' favor. So not the end of the world as far as, Hunter Renfro shares, but Mac Hollins is going to take a little bit from that. So my next pick, another pick that I really do like, that is Zay Jones for the Jacksonville Jaguars. He is showing up on that team, or at least he did last week. And I do believe that right now with what we were looking at, we are kind of looking at the emergence of Trevor Lawrence, them being a little bit more, kind of into each other as far as that. Being a little bit more in tune with each other as far as the offense goes. So I think the offense right now that we see clicking is the offense that we can kind of trust a little bit going forward. When you beat the Chargers, that's a really good look. But Zay Jones is really showing up for this team. And I think that right now with what we have at wide receiver, if you are, depleted, you're looking at the waiver wire. Zay Jones is one of those good top options that you can look at, where if he gets more and more involved, he's going to have wide receiver 2 value, because Christian Kirk is a bona fide far and away wide receiver 1. So I do believe that Trevor Lawrence has the ability to sustain both those running backs, wide receivers. So a bonus one that I'm going to throw here in the players to look for, that is Rondale Moore. Now, I do like Rondale Moore, and we're going to talk about this team a little bit going forward. So Rondale Moore, I'll put him in there. He's coming back from injury soon. He said to have had a limited practice today. So got to keep an eye on Rondale Moore. So those are your players to look for today. Hope you guys enjoyed my little transitions. Let us transition now in to the trade away players. So these are the players that I'm not saying, it's the end of the world for them, but this is kind of the level that I am on for those people. So I try to keep it to a small list because I do think this is a bad week for trades. So I want to preface this before we get into the trade talks, that I do think that this is a very bad week for trades because of the down weeks, especially at running back. It presents some opportunities for you to go buy and acquire certain players. So it's a good week for you to trade to acquire if you can kind of use something for leverage. But as far as you saying, okay, I need to move away from this player, I believe that only a few have good upside for you to trade now, whereas others you're going to trade at a less price. You know what I mean? If you're the JT manager, I've seen a lot of JT managers ask me if they should trade, or I've seen them put them on the trade block in our league. Don't do that. Don't do that. If you're trading him right now, you're trading him at a really low value. You don't want to do that. You trade JT when he's at his highest value, not at his lowest, or you just ride it out. Same thing with Christian McCaffrey, or you just ride it out. I'm not doing that. So my trade away players, I only got 4 in here today, and then I have one bonus one for you just to keep in mind, trade away player. My first one is Adam Thielen, and as much as I was all over Adam Thielen at the beginning of the season, I was very, very excited to acquire Adam Thielen, thinking that he was going to be the top wide receiver that we saw early in last year. He has just not done it. He got the touchdown this week. He was, involved quite a bit. Trade him away. Capitalize. Get rid of him. I do not want him on my team because I do feel he is a roster clog. I think that right now, Isaiah McKenzie, even Rondale Moore has a chance to finish the season around where Adam Thielen does. So I'm very worried about Adam Thielen. I'm very worried about his consistency, what he can do going forward. And as far as the team structure goes, losing Dalvin Cook, depending on how long they lose him for, that's a big punch as well. Justin Jefferson's not going to keep having these down games. And when Justin Jefferson has these down games and you're still not going off for 35 points, that's a worry to me. So Adam Thielen is a big concern. My panic level on Adam Thielen is level 10, level 8. Because I'm not going to just get rid of him for any old thing. But Adam Thielen, I am packaging for, whatever I can go grab. If I'm running back needy and I can take Adam Thielen and package him with a running back that I don't really care about to move up at running back, that's what I would do. And that's actually what I did this morning. We'll talk about that when we get to the trade players. My next player that I want to talk about for trade away, that is Ezekiel Elliott. This is the touchdown game. He falls into the end zone. Besides that, he's not very useful. Now, if we look at the season right now, Tony Pollard is above Zeke on the season, and I do believe that there is a reality where it finishes the season like that with Pollard above Zeke. I think that there is a 60-40 chance that happens with 60% chance of Zeke finishing the season above Pollard, but there is a very real reality where Pollard finishes the season. He has involvement. Zeke has involvement as well. He's getting the goal line carries, and that's why it looks good for Zeke. You know, and you can make the argument that when Dak comes back, they're going to be in good game scripts a lot more. I understand that. But as far as chasing the Zeke, I'm not doing it. The big name could be there. If somebody is looking at Zeke as still that guy or at least that middling running back too, I absolutely would let go of Zeke and try to trade him away. So we have the trade players that we're going to talk about, and I'll work those. I'll incorporate these guys into there. But Adam Thielen, Zeke, off the touchdown games, I am definitely moving on from them. My next player that we have been talking about quite a bit, it's Aaron Jones. And this one here, he had a down game, but he played against Tampa Bay. So you can kind of use that as leverage in your negotiations when you're talking about trades. But Aaron Jones, for me, is one of those players that I am very, very spooked on. And I really don't want to have, somebody who's scoring 30 points be their, best game of the season, and it came in week 2. I'm not counting on that to come back, and we might have seen Aaron Jones's best game of the entire season. So I'm very worried about Aaron Jones, especially with AJ Dillon over there, especially with Aaron Rodgers getting a little bit more comfortable in the passing game. Obviously they played Tampa Bay, but Aaron Jones's name value is still second round name value. So if I can trade Aaron Jones for a big name running back and a middling wide receiver, or a big name wide receiver and a, upside running back, then I absolutely would. So I'm looking to shop Aaron Jones. I'm not saying get him off my team, but I am trying to shop him to see what I can get. And I'm kind of formulating a trade to make sure that I can get a running back that I feel as confident as, if I could trade Aaron Jones for Clyde Edwards-Helaire and, a middling wide receiver, if I have Aaron Jones and Adam Thielen and I can trade them for Clyde Edwards-Helaire and like a DJ Shark, I would do that. And I know it sounds gross, but I think the points are there. I really do. So I think Clyde keeps it going. I know Aaron Jones, you probably get a little bit more out of Aaron Jones than those. So don't do that one. But what I'm saying is that's the level that I'm on with Aaron Jones. So I'm not saying make that trade straight up. But what I'm saying is that's the level I'm on with Aaron Jones, where I do believe that would be a fair trade at the end of the season when you're looking on it in hindsight. So Aaron Jones, I think he is a trade-away player. My next trade-away player, another big name, and that is Leonard Fournette. He had 13 points. He's been kind of consistent, the only running back to touch the ball in that game. The only problem is I don't trust him to keep it ever. I don't trust him to hang on to that ball. I don't trust them to not get other players involved. I'm not playing this carousel with Leonard Fournette. So if you can get a massive upside player in exchange for Leonard Fournette, I think you absolutely should do it. I do like the fact that Leonard Fournette has that name value still attached to him. So when he has that name value attached to him, there's a lot of leverage that you have there. And right now with Leonard Fournette, there's a lot of leverage for you to trade him. And I think this is the perfect time for you to cash in on Leonard Fournette. Excuse me. Moving on to my next and final trade away player. And this is a keep in mind player. This is not a player that I am definitely saying you have to move away from him. This is a player where I'm saying let's keep some things in mind real quick, because it's week 4 we're going into, okay? So we're grabbing this week 1 through three sample size and going, okay, cool, we got enough data. We don't have enough data. We have a very small amount of data. It's not usually until like week 7 or week 8 that we really get a full allotment of data that we feel confident in. So still, right now, we're still kind of throwing darts, you know what I mean? But this is a player I want to keep in mind with trying to look towards the future. So I'm always trying to look towards 2-3 weeks ahead of me, no matter what. So as much as I'm trying to study for this week, make sure that I know all the games, make sure I have confidence in all my players and know where I feel on them and where I kind of rank them throughout the week, I'm still looking 2 to 3 weeks in advance to try to understand what their roster is going to be, what it could be, and how it could shape out. So with that in mind, let's talk about the Arizona Cardinals. Because on the players to look for, I said Rondale Moore is going to be there. Now, there is a chance Rondale Moore plays this week, but I think it is farther, you know, closer to the truth that he plays in week 5. So with Rondale Moore being who he is, I do like his rapport with Kyler Murray and on that team. Obviously had some good moments last year. AJ Green's kind of like that middling tight end who actually has a knee injury now, so we don't know what's going to happen to him. DeAndre Hopkins is returning in week 7. So we're going to talk about Hollywood Brown. Hollywood. And as much as I love Hollywood Marquise Brown, I do think that he is one of those players right now where I might be looking to trade him. He just had a massive game, had 2 good games this year. Excuse me, I'm talking big games this year. But he has been consistent. I think that when Rondale Moore and DeAndre Hopkins come back and this team gets a little bit more acclimated, Hollywood might lose some of these targets. He might lose some of this appeal. And I'm willing to state that he's going to lose some of that appeal. So that wide receiver one that you have right now in Hollywood, which you do have, you have a wide receiver one in Hollywood. But just keep in mind what's coming. You know what I mean? Ride him out. I'm not saying trade him. He's on the trade away players because I'm saying keep it in mind. If you're in the middle of a massive trade where you can get Jonathan Taylor or a Cooper Kupp, and the only thing that's holding you up is a Marquise Brown, I think you should do it. Because, you know, you're looking at Marquise going, okay, he's a bona fide one. He could outscore Kupp or Diggs or, you know, some people on, you know, any given week, which he could. That's a reality. The only problem is I don't know if he can do that in week 10. So that's what I'm worried about. That's why I'm saying keep in mind with Hollywood that if you have a big trade in your hands and it's about to slip away, you might want to consider trading Marquise Brown and throwing him in there in order to get those big names because winter is coming. So let us move on to our big segment of the show. We got about 10, 13 minutes to go before we got to cut ourselves off because we got our Spotify listeners, my friends over at Spotify. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Hopefully you subscribe to the YouTube where my favorite viewers are, the listeners. You're included in that as well because you guys tune into the full show. You're not just going over to TikTok, getting the little segments of information and then not coming over to hang out with your boy. So I'm very, very grateful for all of you guys, and that's why I work so hard on this show, because we got championships to win. So let us talk again about trade targets for the second, third week in a row, because this is the best part of fantasy. It's trade targets. So let's talk today. Now go look for the managers of these players just in case they don't value them where they should. So these are names that you probably will not likely be able to trade for. But I put them in the trade target show just because of the perception from the manager might be a little bit off, where I do believe these are all smash players that you should be looking for and want on your team. So quads, James Robinson, and I say quads as in Saquon Barkley, James Robinson, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Jonathan Taylor, Justin Jefferson, Mike Williams, and Austin Eckler. I'll say that again for you. Saquon Barkley, James Robinson, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Jonathan Taylor, Justin Jefferson, Mike Williams, Austin Eckler. Those are the players right now that I do believe have a little bit of a sorted, twisted perception. You know, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, he's a little bit of a lower buy because people are like, well, he's not going to keep that touchdown total going. I'm willing to buy in that he might, but also his involvement to increase. Justin Jefferson, obviously that's a big name, but if somebody's disappointed with JT, you know, same thing with JT. If they're disappointed, then go peek, see what happens. See if they're willing to trade him or move him or something like that. But those are the big names that you likely will not be able to get. Just go peek, see what the manager's looking for, and just ask him, hey, what would it take for you to move this guy? And see what he says. You might be surprised. There's a lot of trades where I send out, and I'm like, hey, which wide receiver do you like on my team better? And they pick the one that I like the least. And I'm like, okay, cool. Here, you can have him. And now he's happy, and I'm happy. It's not even a trade win. A lot of the times when we're trading, which don't do that. Don't be the guy who lowballs everybody and just wants to get the free wins. Be the guy who's, you know, working with you going, hey, I can see you want this. I need this. You know, I like that player. You like this player. So I actually had a good trade in my league. We'll talk about that one in a second. But let us move on to my first trade target of this week. Very excited for my man, Tony Pollard. Now, I know this trade target to start off with Tony Pollard is like, what? Why would I trade for him? It's not a big name. It's not going to win me weeks. No, it's not, but it's also going to cost you next to nothing to get Tony Pollard. And I do believe that there is reality where Tony Pollard are kind of on the same level. And Tony Pollard has kind of that Kareem Hunt appeal, where he can slot in, he can have the running back 1 week on that team on any given week. I actually had a question on TikTok today. Would you rather trade for Kareem Hunt or Tony Pollard? And my answer is Tony Pollard. He's on my show. So Tony Pollard is doing more with less. He is currently ranked on the season above Ezekiel Elliott. He didn't get the touchdown, but if he did, this whole Pollard slash Zeke thing this week is way different. If Pollard got that touchdown, we're talking about Pollard taking Zeke's job this year. That's what we're talking about. So that is still in line with reality. Pollard is the guy on this team as far as the Swiss Army knife, the guy that they use kind of like Julian Edelman on New England, where they kind of have him do all different stuff. So Zeke is getting the goal line work. I won't take that away from Pollard, but I do believe that Pollard, with his reception ability and his targets and stuff like that, he is going to be consistent. He is going to have standalone value. He is going to have upside games. He's going to have low games, but that's with every player. So me personally right now, you know, you're playing Justin Jefferson. You're expecting big games at him, and then he's putting up 4 points. You can expect an average game out of Pollard, and if he gives you 6 points, you're not sad. But I do believe that Pollard has a pretty good floor with a great ceiling. Very excited for Pollard. He's going to cost you next to nothing to go get him. So very excited for Pollard. I think that you should take a look at going to get Tony Pollard for your team coming now, because if it does, you know, happen where he starts having, you know, double-digit carry games and, you know, 5-6 reception games, he's going to be a really good running back. So very excited for Tony Pollard. I think that you should take a look at him. My next trade target, which is a trade target for a lot of people this week, a lot of fantasy outlets, and I think it's because we all feel like the breakout is coming. So I'm hopping on the train. I didn't put him in my graphic like everybody else. I wonder how many people know this graphic, by the way. I wonder how many people saw that and knew exactly who it was. If you knew exactly who this was when you saw the graphic, comment in the comments below and just say, got it. That's it. All I want you to say is got it. And tell me if you knew who that was just by looking at it.
Not because of the number, but just because
it's kind of a weird picture, right? And the number. I guess people might not have the association yet. But anyway, go ahead, take a guess. Just put got it in the comments. So my next target that I didn't put in there is Breece Hall. Everybody talking about Breece Hall this week because we are looking for the breakout. He gets Pittsburgh this week, a very friendly run offense against. And I actually did just go out and trade Breece Hall, or traded for Breece Hall. So in my aforementioned section where the trade away players, I actually had Zeke and Adam Thielen in one league, and I traded him, both of them away, for Breece Hall and the man behind me. We'll get that in a second. Spoiler alert. But very good trade. I thought it was even on both sides. I really like the appeal of the guy who's behind me and the breakout potential of Breece Hall. I was ready to get off of Adam Thielen. I was ready to get away from Zeke. The player who I was talking to wasn't confident with Breece Hall and Michael Carter. He wanted the Zeke side. He wanted the upside of the name. So I already had Pollard on my team and was like, sure, if I have Zeke and Pollard, I can give you Zeke as long as I'm getting Breece Hall and the guy behind me. So I'm very excited for that trade. But Breece Hall did get the majority of the workload this week, especially the targets coming his way. As long as Joe Flacco is in there, Breece Hall will see a ton of targets, kind of like a wide receiver. So very excited for me to get Breece Hall. He is one of those players that I think you need to absolutely look for because he is going to be he's going to be something towards the end of the season. So I'm very excited for Breece Hall to go out and trade for him. My next pick is Courtland Sutton. And as much as we talked about this last week, I'm trying to keep this train alive because, like I said, Courtland Sutton will have 40-point weeks. He is the new Tyler Lockett for Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson took this game away from the coach last week and said, I'm throwing the ball. Tyler Lockett got his share. Courtland Sutton got his share. Well, Tyler Lockett got his share too. But Courtland Sutton got his share. He is looking really good. He is looking as the guaranteed wide receiver one for this team. So after week one, we were saying, hey, maybe the gap between him and Judy aren't as far apart as we saw. Judy, a little bit of an injury concern. Courtland Sutton skyrockets to a wide receiver one position. So I'm very, very excited for Courtland Sutton. He is currently the wide receiver 17 on the year, and I do expect him to finish within the top 15 with upside to finish in the top 12. So Russell Wilson, Courtland Sutton have that rapport. They're going to keep it going. Very excited for that. My last trade for target is the man in the graphic, the man we are not talking about enough, Mr. Wide Receiver 15 on the season, Drake London. And as much as you guys know me on this show, and when Drake London got drafted, I lost my mind. So if you watched my early offseason predictions, Drake London before the draft, I said, this is the most NFL caliber wide receiver we have seen come out of the draft in a few years. Or no, probably Ja'Marr Chase. But Drake London for me was the most, you can put him anywhere and he should be absolutely bonkers. And I'm very excited for Drake London because as much as I don't like Atlanta, the targets are coming his way. Mariota seems to be looking for him. Mariota seems to be getting a little bit more comfortable with him, Patterson, and Pitts. So Drake London, currently sitting at wide receiver 15, not many people really looking at him as that wide receiver that's in that category. That is wide receiver 2, borderline wide receiver 1 numbers. So I'm very excited for Drake London. You can trade for him and have a wide receiver 1 on your team, wide receiver 2 on your team, and pay basically next to nothing in order to get it. Now, the Drake London manager, if they are over the moon about Drake London, you're not going to be able to really get that. But there is somebody somewhere. There's a team out there. I just got Drake London from a player who didn't really look at him like that, and they needed wide receiver as far as I was concerned. But it's not up to me to make my perception for their team. It's up to them, and that's why trading is fun, is when you're honest about it. Don't lowball people. That's not nice. You do that. See, what happens was, and let me stop you here for a second. When you lowball in leagues, right, and I have one league right now where this is very, very imminent, where we're now at late stage trading and trying to rob everybody in a trade. Now those players are having a lot of trouble trading, or the league just doesn't care anymore. A bad trade will happen and they're just like, yeah, whatever. Like, they just don't care anymore because they're so desensitized to the fact that everybody's trying to get one over on the other one. You just damage your league integrity. You hurt your league integrity because you're constantly trying to get one up on you. And it's not as fun to trade anymore. So know what you're doing to your league. It's your league. You guys do what you want. But when you're constantly trying to get one up on it, when you only trade in order to get a win, you're only asking for nobody to trade with you or everybody to hate when you do make a trade. So if you want to be the bad guy in your league that nobody wants to trade with, go ahead and be that guy. But like I said, I think that it's going to catch up to you faster than you think. And, you know, 2 or 3 years from now, you're going to look at your league and go, oh, man, this is not what I thought it was. So just try not to be that guy. Try to be the guy who makes a fair offer. Would you accept this trade if you were them, if you had that perception? And have an honest conversation with them. That's probably my favorite part about the trades, is the negotiations, going back and forth. Where do you feel about this guy? Where do you feel about that guy? If you were to rank my running backs, where would you rank them? It's a fun game to play with you guys. You guys get to talk football. It's the best part. It's the whole reason I started this show, so I could talk football. But those are my trade targets today, everybody. We got Tony Pollard, Breece Hall, Cortland Sutton, Drake London. Going back to some trade away players, we got Adam Thielen, Zeke, Leonard Fournette, Aaron Jones. Keep in mind, Hollywood. You could cash in on Hollywood for a large amount right now, and DeAndre Hopkins and Rondale Moore will be back. And some players to look for after waivers cleared, you got DJ Shark, Isaiah McKenzie, Richie James, Matt Collins, Zay Jones, and Rondale Moore. Keep an eye out for that Rondale Moore because he could slot in as a wide receiver too, and even kind of push Marquise Brown to the side. I don't think that's going to happen. I think Rondale Moore will be a wide receiver 3 on that team. But he will have games where he finishes above them, I do believe, on certain weeks. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the show. My people on Spotify, I kept you under a half an hour. Thank you so much for listening today, whether you're on the way to work, whether you're trying to go sleepy and you hear me screaming about football players and what to trade for. My viewers on YouTube, thank you so much for tuning in, as always. You guys, have a good day. Take care.